Berlin's club culture used to bring in people from all over the world, but the clubs have been closed for about 18 months. They're one of the last parts of the German economy to stay locked down because of the pandemic. Now, Berlin's city government is trying to find ways to let them reopen safely. Here's Emma Hurt in Berlin.
Outside Berlin's famous Kit Kat Club, a line snakes down the sidewalk. And this is a big deal. Indoor dancing has been banned here since last March.
I'm super excited. I was ready. I knew what I was about to wear and whatever.
Nicola Mattina is one of the lucky 2,000 participating in the Berlin government's latest effort to fully reopen the clubs. He has a vision about how the night may go.
You're going to get STDs, but not corona.
Everyone in line had to have a negative coronavirus test. That was their ticket to six Berlin clubs last weekend. A week later, they'll get PCR tested again. Because of the COVID variants, proof of vaccination isn't enough. Florian Keinzinger runs the company managing the testing.
We've been working on this project for quite some months. This is the only way how to open safely in this pandemic times.
Indoors.
Indoors clubs, no masks, no distancing. So club nights in Berlin like they have been 2 years ago.
The project is designed to see whether a PCR-tested pool like this can go clubbing safely. Winter will soon disrupt the city's limited outdoor club options, so there's hope that testing could pave the way for indoor dancing. And the Berlin government is paying for the experiment, to the tune of 40,000 euros. Why? Berlin Senator Klaus Lederer.
It also costs a lot of money to support closed clubs, so it's better to support open clubs.
All of Berlin's clubs have survived the pandemic thanks to government help. That's according to the Club Commission, the industry's association. They estimate clubs employ more than 9,000 people and have a roughly 1.5 billion euro economic impact. But Jeff Manis isn't sure many will be able to survive being closed much longer. He was also in line at Kit Kat.
But we will have to see. It's getting tight now for many, many clubs. And that's also why there's so much hope for this event here.
Manis leads tours on what he calls the history of sex in Berlin. He says the clubs are more than just dance venues.
Berlin clubs are important for many marginalized communities, many queer communities. They have safer spaces for them. Them being closed now for a year and a half is devastating for many people. And of course, they were closed for a good reason. But I think this experiment is very important for many marginalized folks in the city.
Outside Festsaal Kreuzberg, another Berlin club, Anais Dukunza is dressed up and waiting. She's refreshing her email, hoping for a negative test result to arrive so she can go inside.
The way that I'm reloading this page, I think my phone's going to ask me if I was pirate or something.
But to her, the inconvenience is worth it. She finally got in at 2 a.m.
I can take an extra hour or two to get tested and to make sure that the fun that I'm having, it's a safe fun. So next week, next month, next year, I'm still having a good time.
Dukunza says in Berlin, clubs are a part of the city's culture, like museums. Senator Klaus Lederer agrees. And without them, he says, the city isn't itself.
It's unbelievable. It's not Berlin.
The initial results of what the government calls its club culture reboot project are expected Saturday. If it fails, the scientists who designed it don't have a plan B. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Berlin.